Saturday, August 15th is the 75th anniversary of the Japanese surrender in World War II. This final victory for the Allied forces brought the Second World War to a close. But it followed the dropping of atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. News of the catastrophic physical damage and massive civilian death toll was first reported to the world by legendary Australian foreign correspondent Wilfred Burchett. Rob Osborne has more.
After reporting on the horrors of Hiroshima, Wilfred Burchett continued his career as a foreign correspondent. In revolutionary China, then later during the Korean and Vietnam Wars, his courageous reporting often attracted the ire of Western governments. For many years, he was denied an Australian passport and was effectively exiled from the country. Veteran documentary filmmaker David Bradbury made a full-length film about Wilfred Burchett called Public Enemy Number One. I spoke to David and asked him first how he and Wilfred Burchett first met.
It was around about 1981. I was in New York City and I'd just made my first film about war cameraman correspondent Neil Davis. And because I'd heard about this infamous maverick type journalist when I was making Frontline and how he'd covered the Vietnam War, not from the American or the Australian side, but from the communist side, and he'd been basically run out of Australia by the right-wing media, Frank Packer and Murdoch Press, I thought, I've got to meet this guy because he sounds a little bit like what I am, or was to become, a rebel. So I managed to meet Wilfred and he agreed to the interview with him about, in particular, Hiroshima and his world scoop 3 weeks after the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima.
Wilfred Burchett landed with the first wave of American troops on Japanese soil. His official assignment, along with 249 other correspondents, was to cover the surrender ceremony on the US battleship Missouri. The rest of the country was strictly off-limits to all journalists. Shortly after his arrival, Burchett heard rumours about the appalling carnage caused by the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He slipped away from the official press corps, boarded a civilian train and travelled the 400 miles from Tokyo to Hiroshima. David Bradbury takes up the story.
So Wilfred went out into the destroyed Hiroshima city. He sat down on a big pylon of concrete that had held up the electricity wires before it was knocked to the ground. And he got his little portable manual typewriter out and he started writing the story, just sitting on the ruins of Hiroshima. I write this as a warning to the world. And then the Japanese Domai agency correspondent helped Wilfred to get it sent back by Morse code. And then Wilfred caught a train back to Tokyo to face the brunt of the anger of General MacArthur and the Allied press attachés. But that was okay. He had already gone out to the world and the English London newspaper editor of the Daily Express took that first words of Wilfred and made it a big, bold headline. I write this as a warning to the world.
If Wilfred Burchett had not taken this bold initiative in clandestinely reporting on the reality of the atomic bomb damage, we may never have learnt of the effects of what today would certainly be considered a war crime. Here's Wilfred in David's film Public Enemy Number One, speaking about his direct experience after arriving in Hiroshima.
There was no city left. It was just dust. It was a very strange, sinister, sulphurous smell, and there were wisps of vapour coming up out of the ground. Very few people walking around, picking their way through the rubble, wearing masks over their nose and mouth. Nobody stopped to talk to anybody else. I went to a hospital which had survived in the outskirts of the city. These people were all in various states of physical disintegration. They would all die, but they were giving them whatever comfort could be given until they died. I didn't know what name to give to this disease, so I called it atomic plague. What I'd seen was the end of World War II, but it would be the fate of cities all over the world in the first hours of a World War III.
There was a clip of contentious Australian foreign correspondent Wilfred Burchett, ending that report by Rob Osborne.